This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This week, Kathy Buchvar will resign as Secretary of the Commonwealth. This has nothing to do with her work to administer mail-in voting ballots during the pandemic, nothing to do with her work to defend Pennsylvania against unfounded accusations of voter fraud. Buchvar will resign because her department failed to properly advertise an amendment to the state constitution. This mistake delays a statewide vote on whether survivors of sexual abuse that took place decades ago should be given a 2-year window in which to sue perpetrators and others who covered up that abuse. WHYY's political reporter Katie Meyer joins us this morning to talk about the implications of this error. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Buchvar says she immediately notified Governor Wolf about this error when she learned about it last week. She says she's being transparent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so that is true as far as we can tell. We don't know exactly how this error happened. You know, if they said it was a mistake. And again, as you said, Buchvar said she didn't know about it until very recently. But she said she's taking responsibility for it. And she is, you know, stepping down in response. You know, they're supposed to publish these, you know, briefings in newspapers about the amendment language before, you know, it goes into law and gets passed every time. It has to go 2 separate sessions. And so that's what they didn't do. And so that's the error here. And she is stepping down.
Yeah. So the legislature, as you just said, mm-hmm. in 2 separate sessions would have to approve that we could have a vote on something, right? And it wasn't mm-hmm. advertised. I mean, this happens infrequently, right? But the advertising happens frequently, I imagine, for other things that are important, no?
Yeah, I mean, so it's kind of interesting because there are a few other amendments that are currently in the works right now. And from what I have heard, and I've asked around quite a bit in you know, the day that we've known about this, those were advertised. So it's really not clear what happened here. But yes, so, you know, the bill or the amendment, the proposed language has to pass the legislature 2 separate sessions in a row. So usually that's 2 years at least. And it's supposed to be in, you know, newspapers in every single county. And that's the Department of State's job. And yeah, so that is the problem here. It didn't happen.
Yeah. I want to remind listeners that this opportunity to change a statute of limitations followed a 2018 grand jury report on the cover-ups of decades of child sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. Now, let's talk about who the stakeholders are. Who is most affected now, and what have they wanted all along?
Yeah, so really this is a bill that mostly affects people who, you know, allege sexual abuse at the hands of clergy mostly, but also it could be other people in other institutions. Years ago. And, you know, we know at this point that many people who are abused as children don't come forward until much later. They can't really, you know, own up to it. It's a very difficult thing. And so, you know, what happened in these cases is they never did the statute of limitations pass, but they still want some sort of recompense now that they've come to terms with what happened to them. And often that's going to be against the institutions that let it happen. And so this bill would open a 2-year, or this amendment rather, would open a 2-year window for them to sue on these old cases. And so, you know, it was a long, contentious battle to get this thing passed. And that's one of the reasons people are so upset. It just felt like we were, you know, they were very close to the end of the road here. And turns out it's either not, they're not.
Yeah. What are some of the reactions you're hearing? I mean, this is devastating for thousands of survivors of child sex abuse and others.
Yeah, I talked to several people. One of them is a state lawmaker named Mark Rossi, who has been in the legislature for 8 years, and he's been working on this the whole time. And, you know, he's one of the people who says he was abused by a priest when he was young. And, you know, he said it was just gut-wrenching. And there's other advocates who I've spoken to as well, Michael McDonald with the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests in Philadelphia. You know, he told me he was just his reaction was, "You've got to be kidding me. You know, how could this happen?" But, you know, he says they're going to be back in Harrisburg, you know, lobbying if they need to again.
And it was a bitter legislative battle to get to this point. I mean, can it be recreated? Could 2 different years worth of legislative sessions get us back to on the track for this to go through?
So lawmakers are still sort of in the early stages of figuring out what to do next. But already I can tell you, I think there's going to be a difference of opinion between Republicans and Democrats. Some Democrats have been saying something they wanted all along, which was, we can just pass this as a simple bill. It'll be much quicker. It doesn't have to go to a referendum. We can just get it into law quickly, like as we were planning to. Republicans have always said that they think the it's illegal without changing the Constitution to create a retroactive statutory window for lawsuits. And so they wanted to do the amendment, which is, again, a longer, more complicated process. And both sides are kind of indicating that they are stuck in their ways. And so Republicans who control the chamber, you know, they might win out on this one. They might have to do another amendment, which would be another 2 years. But again, these negotiations are still in their early days. I think everybody was pretty surprised this happened.
Yeah, well, you'll be staying with this story. Thank you for that. WHYY's political reporter Katie Meyer joining us. Have a great day.
You too.